Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Okay, this is the time each week when we focus in on Destination Illinois. And today we're going to look at the Illinois Railway Museum. You know, there was a time in this country when the railroad industry was the largest private employer, of course, behind government. But the top private employer was the railroad industry. Larry Stone is the president of the Railway Museum. He joins us now. Larry, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
I just am fascinated. I've been on your website and reading more and more about the museum, and it just sounds to me like a labor of love from on behalf of many people. Tell me about it.
Well, it definitely is a labor of love. The museum's about 68 years old. It was founded in 1953 when 10 people chipped in the money to save one car, and that car is still in the museum collection. It came from the Electric Railroad in Indiana. And originally the museum was in North Chicago. And in 1964, the present site in Union was acquired, and the process of moving everything out there began. And now we've grown to over 450 pieces of equipment.
Was it the late 50s, early 60s kind of when steam engines started being replaced by diesel?
Yeah, the late 1950s. Was kind of the end of it for steam. The railroads that made their living off coal were some of the last to convert. Diesels came along 20 to 30 years earlier, but if you were a coal hauling railroad, coal was cheap. If you weren't, it wasn't so cheap, so they started converting earlier.
We're talking to Larry Stone. He's the president of the Illinois Railway Museum. So you started with one car, and it's just grown now to, well, I think I saw somewhere about 250 pieces of equipment?
Over 450.
Oh, my.
Pieces.
How about that? Yeah. So tell me about a few of them.
Our pride and joy, you could say, is the Nebraska Zephyr. This was a train built for the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy, which is now part of today's Burlington Northern Santa Fe. And it was used initially in daily service between Chicago and the Twin Cities. Later then was used between Chicago and Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska, at which point it was known as the Nebraska Zephyr. It's a five-car train, all in stainless steel, normally pulled by a stainless steel engine. And it was one of two that they built, and we have one, and to the best of our knowledge, the other one is somewhere in Asia.
Oh, really? And so I'm interested, too, in the CTA, right? You have the train known as the Green Hornet there?
The Green Hornet was one of the last streetcars operating in Chicago. They were retired in 1958, and we have a number of Chicago streetcars, as well as Chicago L cars, and some of the L cars we have are cars that you could have ridden in service less than 10 years ago.
Oh, I might have been in one of those cars. Are they green? You got the old green and white cars there?
We have some of the green and white cars, as well as some of the stainless steel cars, including the last ones with what are known as the blinker doors, where the doors folded inward rather than sliding to the side.
That's funny you say that. I'd kind of forgotten. I didn't realize that they'd made that switch. We're talking to Larry Stone. He's the president of the Illinois Railway Museum. So tell me about the significance of this in the Railway Museum. I know there's a whole group of huge railway fanatics in this country, but aside from that, you're kind of preserving something that might not be preserved otherwise, right? Tell me about the importance of that.
Well, I think it's very important that we remember where we came from in our history, and by preserving this and being able to show people what transportation was like 20, 50, even 100 years ago, we show how we as a society have progressed and learned from and improved on what we had in the past.
Now, there's a term for people who are really into railroads, right? There is it the foamers?
Yes, that term gets used.
Well, so I don't even know. Is that a derogatory term or is that complimentary? I don't know how that fits into the vocabulary.
It's not fully complimentary.
Okay. Well, then we'll forget that I even brought it up. But
yeah,
but they are out there, and you know, even I will see people standing along the tracks with their cameras to take pictures of metro trains coming by or freight trains coming by. It's a really fascinating sort of obsession or a hobby What is it that draws people to trains like that?
I don't think it's really any different than any other hobby. Think of people who go out and take pictures of birds or wildflowers. This is for rail fans. This is just their version of doing that.
Well, I'm a big history fan, so I like the idea of sort of walking back in history and seeing some of these old rail cars and to see how we traveled. And even, I guess, in the CTA cases, to see how I traveled when I was younger. How do people find more information and how do they get to you?
Well, the easiest way to get information these days is from our website, www.irm.org. IRM, of course, is just short for Illinois Railway Museum. And that will have all the information on our hours and what's operating each day. There's a calendar where you can click on it and see what's scheduled to operate each day. For instance, we have two operable steam locomotives right now, but they don't operate every weekend day. So you can see if your interest is in riding behind the steam locomotive, you can check to see which days it will be operating.
Larry Stone, the president of the Illinois Railway Museum. It was great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
That's our Destination Illinois for this week. It's sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Join us every Friday after the 5:30 news for Destination in Illinois. Now let's get a check of the weather and traffic. Here's Mary.